And is it, yeah.
We're good. You're unmuted too. You're ready to go.
Okay. He wants to know if he should introduce me. And because the question was asked, now I have to say that it happened, and then it feels okay again. Otherwise it would be like a secret. I was just thinking about introducing myself. And then I would pretend to tell you what's about to happen, or what's happening now. I think probably what I'm going to do is I'm going to make sounds. It's a little bit scary sometimes to not know what's going to happen. But not really. It's actually kind of comfortable.
An old-fashioned format to go on stage with guitars and play loud music. I mean, I'm definitely into loud, annoying music, but the people you're communicating to.
A concert these days is a bunch of gits on a stage with all these idiots standing in the pits worshipping them, thinking they're heroes. There should be no difference between who's on stage and who's in the audience. And we've tried very hard to break down those barriers, but it's not working. So we have to think again. So in the meantime, we'll put our attention somewhere else.
Can I ask you what you did to try to break down the barriers between the people on stage and in the audience? Some of the things?
We were totally honest with them. We went on stage and we were totally honest. We weren't saying, look at me, I'm great, I'm a superstar. And we weren't saying particularly anything. We were going on there and playing our music. And anything could have happened when we were on stage. And lots of things did happen. But we were totally honest with that audience.
There's a concept called stories and a concept called fears. We are faced with certain challenges, and yet we are held back by these feelings that were imposed on our self-image by all these well-meaning people. And so what we do is we tell ourselves stories of why we are unable to achieve our self-ideal. And those stories can range broadly. They can have to do with location, like, you know, I can't be an actor because I don't live in Los Angeles, or I cannot be a prominent leader because I was born in Mexico, or whatever. So it can deal with location, can deal with resources. I can't do this because I don't have enough money, because I wasn't born into the right family. Appearance, you know, I'm not tall enough, I'm not good looking enough. Age, genetics, intelligence, education, experience. You can make up a lot of stories which are all designed to justify why you should not attempt to do things that you have not done before.
contempt. What you have in here is anger. What you have in here is fear. Contempt. What you have in here is anger. What you have in here is fear. Then these are the things you're going to be giving away. What you have in here is fear. What you have in here is contempt. What you have in here is anger. If what you have in here is contempt, if what you have in here is anger, if what you have in here is fear, then these are the things you're going to be giving away in your life. And I've often thought, and I really believe very strongly, that there's a law, sort of a law in the universe. I call it the law of attraction. And the law of attraction is one that works like this. You get back from the universe, from the world, what it is that you put out there in the world. And if you're putting out there into the world that I am not worthy of attracting something beautiful into my life, that the universe will respond back to you with exactly that message.
Which means that each time you undertake something that you have done before, you try to go a little further. For example, if you're running, if you've run a mile, you try to next time run a mile and a quarter. If you've run it in 9 minutes, you try to run it in 8 minutes and 45 seconds, and so on. If you've done a small demonstration, next time do a little larger demonstration. Just be conscious of not doing more of the same. Just always try to do a little more, a little bigger, a little better.
You make other observations about the impact of the grandson within 24. You say there was tucked into the establishment. What do you think the establishment is, the private?
Blending in, merging with everybody else. Wanting to be polite, not wanting to be offensive, not wanting to be perceived as being politically incorrect. You've got to go with your own flow and not other people's. If what you do offends a great many, well, that's just the way it is, because what they do, they're offensive. Accept it. But don't change to suit others.
You make other observations, but...
Days that the world seems like a, it seems muffled, it seems, I can't see clearly, I can't hear clearly, I don't really know what's happening. Somehow, things go forward, things seem to happen everywhere, every day, all the time, something goes on. Even though I don't always know how, I can't believe it could possibly go on.
Thank you.
It has been suggested that there are other people feeling the same way, more so lately, or they're just feeling it. Maybe I could have the monitors louder, and I could pretend that there's clarity in my life, because I'll be able to hear my own echo chamber, my own voice. I could pretend that means something, that tells me something.
So it's incredibly important to underthink, at least once a day. And so it's incredibly important to unthink, at least once a day, for the very preservation of the intellectual life. So if we stop that temporarily and get our mind clear of thoughts, we become, as Jesus said, again as children, and get a direct view of the world, which is very useful once you're an adult. Not much you can do with it when you're a baby, because everybody pushes you around. You know, they pick you up and sit you there, they sit you there, and you can't do much except practice contemplation. Only you can't tell anyone what it's like.
Space between the bars that holds the tiger. And it's the silence between the notes that makes the music. These words that are coming out of my mouth right now come out of the silence. And finding that silence and embracing it means that you go to the place within you that you cannot divide. Just like you can't divide the source, the one, the spirit. You can't divide that either. Only one. So when you go into your silence, you begin to practice meditation, you begin to make this a part of your life, embrace silence.
Artists shouldn't be made.
This is
where they're just as important
to make doctors. I can't tell you how many people that have come to me who have suffered from serious
Just because they're
powerful, they're running. I am going to commune with nature, and the transcendentalists grow. They believe that nature,
when you go out, people recognize. we were all product cycles. And if you can get back to your source,
sometimes
if you can get back to that feeling of being with Spirit, that's where healing can take place.
Yes, sir.
And I've had wonderful years.
That final tonight, I was doing fine. He played the same note over and over again. Final tonight. Well, let's get to that final tonight. I'll be doing fine. He played the same note over and over again. After several years, his life finally got to the point where even her wife and patients were exhausted. She said to him, "Max," she said, "Max, Max, for God's sake, Max. Other men who play the violin, they don't always play the same part of the string. They play up and down the string, and they play on all the strings. They make melodies, and they make counterpoints. They make sonatas. They make forms. Not the same note over and over." And Max looked up, playing his one note, and he said, "They're looking for the place. I found it."
Simplest inside, that the most noise comes out. When I feel confused, everything seems orderly around me. I feel like there's something to learn from this. Sometimes this is called Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. Sometimes I just sit up here and play video games. The because it's how so much of my childhood happened. I have a friend I'm thinking of. When we were children, he used to make jokes that he knew that nobody else could get, because he knew they didn't know the part that made it funny. He was telling them inside jokes that only he knew that was why they were funny. And I'm thinking of him. He was happy. He was honest. And he was funny. Maybe later something happens, you learn a new thing, and then you remember that joke he told you and you realize, and it's funny. I feel that way about this. It all has to do with something else. And I don't think anybody knows that, what it is. I sometimes pretend that I know what it is. I was sort of thinking of playing some things, making some sounds today. And then I'm standing up here, and I haven't, and I went on tour. I played these shows in Germany. I went with Diane Kluck. We played some shows, and now I'm standing up here and I'm playing things that make me think of those shows. Sort of, except that I'm here and it didn't sound like this and it didn't feel like this. And I'm pretty sure that almost nobody here came to those shows. Almost nobody.
You make other observations, but
this old habit of thinking I should be concerned about what other people think about what I do. So I still do that, but I don't believe it's necessary. One of these things that was speaking is saying something like that, but it's all muffled anyway. And I think that person might be dead.
Oh, if we can.
right in the middle of things I would like to thank. I'd like to thank Barry. Barry Bliss, he's going to be playing next. He's going to be doing something next. He's here now, but also he'll be doing something else. Up here on the stage, I think. Here we all are. And I feel thankful to Nick, who's over there, and he helped make me make this mushy sound by amplifying it. He gave me a clear space in which to make a mess. And Jen, who is up here, and the fellow, they were making nice songs. They were clearing space too by making this a nice place to make mushy stuff.
Good evening. It's clear that the true problems of our nation are much deeper than gasoline lines or energy shortages, deeper even than inflation or recession. We can't go on consuming 40% more energy than we produce. I have been reminded again that all the legislation in the world can't fix what's wrong with America. The threat is nearly invisible in ordinary ways. It is a crisis of confidence. We can see this crisis in the growing doubt about the meaning of our own lives and in the loss of a unity of purpose for our nation. The erosion of our confidence in the future is threatening to destroy the social and the political fabric of America. Our people are losing that faith, not only in government itself, but in the ability as citizens to serve as the ultimate rulers and shapers of our democracy. But just as we are losing our confidence in the future, we are also beginning to close the door on our past. In a nation that was proud of hard work, strong family, close-knit community, too many of us now tend to worship self-indulgence and consumption. Human identity is no longer defined by what one does, but by what one owns. But we've discovered that owning things and consuming things does not satisfy our longing for meaning. We've learned that piling up material goods cannot fill the emptiness of life which have no confidence.
put you down.
Yeah, let's put you down. Не грустно. Пойдемте.
Куда?
Да, вперед.
People who come to me and who came to me for years when I had my own counseling practice and so on, and they would say to me, I just keep attracting the same kind of people, the same kind of events, the same kind of losers into my life. Why is that? Why do I keep doing it? I keep attracting an absence of abundance. I just can't seem to attract abundance into my life. I'm always behind the eight ball. I'm never getting ahead. And I suggest to them, I said, did ever occur to you?
So that if there's something opening in your body, you give it attention as best you can. And if it becomes a struggle, then you can just release that and go back to breathing like that. Be aware of the breath for a while and then go back to it again in an easier way later. You don't want to make the meditation something where you're fighting against yourself. It's rather to allow yourself to open. Another question often comes up, what about if your legs fall asleep? Or what about if you get pins and needles and tingles and so forth?
Thank you.
think it is and has been Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. You can hear Ken's last ever radio extravaganza the other times in other ways. It just happens, and it's like this, except it would be like another time in another way. You can hear them on a webpage. The address is lastever.org. If you go to the webpage, you can listen to a lot of the shows that have happened in the last 15 years or so. And soon you'll be able to listen to this one, too. In case you didn't hear it, you'd be hearing it there. I really like to interact with people, and if you have anything to say, I wish I'd asked you in the last 45 minutes, and you could have come up here and said it, but instead, if there's a mailing list, you can write down info, and I can get in touch with you sometimes if there's another show happening. I don't really know that there is another show happening, but maybe someday there will be, and you can tell me things. You can tell me anything. I don't have to receive it, but I'm inviting it. Also on that webpage at lastever.org, I will eventually type in the names of all the things that I just played that were part of everything, little bits of them that made this what it is. Or you can just come up and ask me and I'll tell you. Trying to find an ending, but I'm actually waiting for the ending to find me. I don't really believe in endings. Things just keep going. Thank you. And there's a mailing list and things. Now it's going to be a little quiet unless you make sounds.